Hello and welcome to End Goals, an LCMS Youth Ministry podcast. I'm host Reverend Mark Kiesling, and I'm with DCE Juliana Schultz. We're here to bring parents, church workers, and lay leaders discussions and resources to help your youth ministry meet its end goal, which is young people who are disciples of Jesus Christ for life. Today we're going to talk about giving young people opportunities to serve and lead.
We are working our way through the seven practices of healthy youth ministry, and we're on the one that I like talking about the very most. So that's very exciting for me. opportunities to serve and lead. LCMS Youth Ministry has been talking about the importance of leadership for young people in our church for a very long time, right? In the early 1980s, Reverend Dr. Terry Dittmer, our previous director, worked to create Lutheran Youth Fellowship, which we call Youth Lead now, and a program to train young people in servant leadership skills for the church and the community.
And not to mention, our research found a strong correlation in churches that engaged leaders under 30 were also those congregations that retained or even attracted young people to their church. It's one of the easiest steps we have seen that makes a powerful impact.
And Mark and I personally know the impacts that opportunities to serve and lead have. We both had different opportunities, sometimes because our parents were church workers too, yeah. But also just because we were active in our congregations. And those opportunities had a strong impact on the church workers we are today. And if you are a longtime listener of the podcast, you will not be surprised to hear that lots of people reflect back on how service and leadership was impactful for them as youth. And so we know our stories aren't unique. So joining us to talk about service and leadership today is DCE Carrie Ann Schmidt. She lives in Bellevue with her husband and her two kids. She attended Concordia, Nebraska, and now has served at Zion Lutheran Church since 2001. Carrie Ann, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So we got to hear a little bit, very briefly, about you in that intro. It's a very short bio, but tell us more about your vocations, your roles in youth ministry, and other things that bring you joy.
Well, I love my vocation as a wife and as a mom, and have enjoyed doing youth ministry for a lot of years now, and have just been excited to see, to build relationships and to see how God works through those in continuing ways, even after they've left, are out of high school.
Uh-huh. That's great. Well, one of the things we love to hear from youth ministry leaders is about their junior and senior high school years. Can you share for us how Jesus used a key moment or moments or people to keep you close to him or to bring you closer to the church?
I grew up in smaller churches, and we didn't have necessarily a big youth group or a big youth ministry. So my high school group was led by the sixth grade teacher at our Lutheran school. He volunteered and just had a heart for youth. So, it wasn't necessarily anything big or flashy, but it was solid. Mm-hmm. And we were in the Word, and we knew that he cared about us. And so I feel like that really built a foundation for wanting to be in the Word. And then when I got to college and heard about like DCEs, I was like, tell me more about this because it sounds awesome and something I might like to do. And so I think then really once I got into college and then worked at a camp in the summer, a Lutheran camp, and had some of those opportunities to try out different leadership things, just had some key moments there and people I think that really helped me grow in my faith.
Yeah, that's so awesome to hear. We love Lutheran camps as well.
Great opportunities.
Yeah, we've been thinking a lot about how those small youth ministries can really have a huge impact on the young people that they serve. So you've been in the same congregation for a long time. What do you love about working with young people and their parents in your congregation and community?
Well, I love their energy, a lot of them have like the desire to learn and kind of soak it up. Most of them are willing to try new things, whether it's a game or an experience or a trip somewhere, they're willing to get out of their comfort zone. And I love working with their parents because the more you get to know them, you see how much they genuinely just want their kids to grow in their faith and to be have that solid foundation, and how we can partner together and, help them meet other parents who are going through the same things in the same stages and really be a support and help to each other.
That's great. Well, before you put that energy into action and start to get to know those young people. That's obviously a great part of that, is to get to know young people and their desires to serve and all the gifts that they have. And before you put them into those positions, what are maybe some ways that you identify the gifts, skills, and passions of teens in your ministry?
Well, I think it's exactly what you said. It's getting to know them, spending time with them, talking with them, watching them interact with others, listening to what they say, what they're passionate about and enjoy doing. And the more you know someone, or the better you know them, the more you can kind of see their gifts that God's given them, and kind of suggest to them, have you ever tried this? Or have you thought about doing this? Would you give it a try? Kind of thing. So I think a big part of it's just knowing them. Sometimes they have fun with the spiritual gifts test. I think high schoolers generally want to know more about themselves and are interested in taking those and have fun, like, oh, here's what it said. And sometimes they're surprised, and I think that's fun because like, I never thought that have that gift. You know, that the idea is sometimes foreign to them, that you might have gifts you don't even know about yet, and that God will develop those as you go on.
Well, I think, too, to have that trusted person to maybe see something that they don't see in themselves, too, and to be able to encourage that and open their eyes to how God's using them or could use them using those gifts. Yeah, that's great.
Well, and I am always surprised. Teens are learning and picking up so many different skills over over time that, like, you might think you really know this young person and you kind of have them pegged on, like, what their interests are. And then the next thing, you know, I had this happen this weekend where, like, out of nowhere, they're like, but I'm very into cooking. I was like, you're what? Right? Like, I had no idea. So I think there's also that, like, being open to letting them surprise you about what they're interested in too.
Yeah. And I don't know if, you know, sometimes one time I found out a kid played the guitar. I'd known him for years. I'm like, you know, we have this band that you could play in. But I think sometimes they just need that little encouragement, like, try it. It doesn't have to be perfect. Just have fun, and you'll have fun using the gifts God gave you.
And this is a place where you can try. And if you don't like, we'll try something else. So what are some of the ways that you help your youth serve in the congregation and community?
I think a big part of it is just providing opportunities. So I remember going to, I think it was the youth worker convention before the Minneapolis gathering, and it might have been one of your sessions, because I remember a lot of statistics. But the one that hit me, it was like the, and I obviously don't remember the exact percentages, but the percentage of young adults who felt like they were ready and equipped to serve was big, a high percentage. But the percentage of them that felt like they had the opportunity to serve was very small. And I thought, wow, we are missing something here. If these people are ready to go, they feel ready, they feel called, but they don't have anywhere to put that energy or to use those gifts. And so that really kind of motivated me, I guess, to even look for more opportunities for them to serve. So within our church, there's so many things they could do. They can be in the praise band, in the orchestra, handbells, choir, video and streaming, and acolyte, usher. You know, there's very few roles where they wouldn't be able to serve. The tricky thing is convincing them to try it, I think, sometimes. Like, it's okay to try this, to do it. You don't have to be an adult or have experience. This is how you get experience. So, and then beyond that, in the community, we meet for our high school small groups on Sunday nights. So we try to incorporate projects in with that, like pack Operation Christmas Child boxes. We pack backpacks of food that go to a local school for kids over Christmas break. Chemo packs for hospitals, you know, just different things like that. But lately, we've been trying these Saturday of Service experiences where we try to gather our whole church, anybody who wants to come, and there's between four and, last time we had seven projects. So you can choose which project you want to do, and it's all ages serving together. Some take place at our church, but we really try to get out in the community and be like hands-on serving together. So I guess a big part of it is just providing opportunities and then encouraging them to do it, to try it.
Well, sometimes those service opportunities too, I love to hear what you're doing with your congregation, are great ways to do intergenerational connection too, to give that activity to do, opens up relationships, connection, conversation, whatever that is too, that it, then it doesn't necessarily have to be just a youth ministry function, but then you got people of all ages who want to serve and they'll be able to build those relationships around it, which is great.
Yes. And so often we keep the youth kind of doing their thing and they kind of like that because they like each other and they want it. But service is one of those things that is just so like universal. You can find projects that a five-year-old can do and, you know, all work together and build those. It's a natural connection builder when you serve with someone.
That's great. That's great. Maybe what are some of the potential pitfalls youth leaders might experience in getting young people into service opportunities?
You know, it's kind of hard to think about a pitfall with service because there's so many blessings with it. But a pitfall in the trying could just be their schedules, that they're so busy. And sometimes they have to do a lot of service for different organizations. But to help them see the joy in doing it when it's not something you have to do necessarily. Right. Like, I'm not checking off the box for my whatever, National Honor Society service hours, but that this is part of who we are as followers of Jesus when he says, you know, go and do likewise, follow my example, that there's a lot of joy in serving.
Yeah, I do think that there are definitely, and maybe not necessarily in every context, but certainly some contexts where there's like, well, why can't the youth group do that in this sort of like vague way, right? That doesn't think about their particular gifts or skills, right?
Like, we need people to clean this up.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Or,
or like, I can't get down to weed that flower bed. So, like, why can't young people help me? And I think it comes from a great place of like, you know, we, young people do have a level of energy. Right? They do have a physical ability, right? But not every kid is interested in that. Or not every kid is interested in babysitting or those kinds of roles. Have you experienced like other kind of disconnects with older people trying to think about young people in service?
I think sometimes if it's a role where it's typically been done by an adult, it's kind of a shift in their thinking. But I think the more you can have them be around young people, they'll see how much they have to offer. And we're blessed that I feel like our congregation really does a good job of lifting up young people and gives a lot of grace if it doesn't go super smoothly. They just enjoy seeing them try.
And that's what I was wondering too. I think sometimes you're talking about getting young people to take that first step is to make sure there is hopefully like a welcoming person maybe in that group, whether it, whether whatever the musical opportunity might be or helping with that, that you've got people that are willing to understand there's going to be some training, potentially some direction to give. But yet nonetheless, how the relationship can build over that too. Yeah.
Definitely. You know, if you want them to volunteer for Sunday school, pair them up with somebody who's not just done it before, but is willing to kind of walk somebody through that and give them the opportunity to not just clean up after or get the supplies out, but to actually practice leading.
And that's a scary transition, right? I think for some of us to go from, like, it's one thing to encourage young people to be in that kind of service role and to help out, to get the supplies, to kind of be support. But then it's a different step to step them into, okay, now you're responsible for teaching the lesson. You're responsible for managing or setup or those kinds of things. How do you identify potential leaders in your youth ministry? And maybe what are some things that you do to prepare and train them into that like next step of leadership?
I think you, I think one thing is, again, to when you know them, point out things that you see in them because it's maybe something they don't see in themselves. And sometimes when you ask them to help in like a leadership role, sometimes they're like taken aback, like me?
Yeah.
And I remember feeling that as a high schooler or a college student, like, you think I can do that? And well, if you think that, then maybe I can. Mm-hmm. And trying it. And so I think the more you work with them, you start to see those things. And when you give them the opportunity, sometimes you'll be surprised too, mm-hmm. in how well it goes or how they do. Not always, but it's a process. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like we have a youth council, and it's high schoolers who help plan and run our junior high youth events. So they choose the event, we meet, they plan it, and then they execute it. And they are there, and they're building relationships, and they're leading our small groups, and they're, is it perfect? No. But I think it's just a great opportunity for them to get some, and the younger kids look up
that,
to them.
That's it. They love that, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great.
So it's good all the way around.
Yeah. When you have them lead those kinds of things, are there, like, how do you manage the mentorship or other adults that are around to help them kind of think through all the different parts of that? Because I think that can be really powerful, but also, like, has to have some work on your part or on other adults' part to make that possible.
Yes. Yeah, we do a training, like, in the summer to kind of plan out our year, choose the events, and then each month we meet to plan the event for that month. But it's... And sometimes they're hesitant. Like, they're like, well, you lead the Bible study. Mm-hmm. We'll lead this discussion. And so sometimes it's kind of like a step-by-step thing. Like, mm-hmm. okay, I'll do that. You lead this month. But then hopefully in a few months,
right.
maybe a few of them will be willing mm-hmm. to take the next step. And, okay, maybe I can lead that mm-hmm. too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's never perfect. You still have where maybe they want to hang out with each other more, but they do such a good job, and it's just a blessing to watch, actually.
Right. Yeah, that's great. You talked about this a little bit earlier. I want to talk about that joys that come within the congregation when young people are engaged in service. And so maybe if you could speak a little bit more about how does that benefit the entire congregation when young people are engaged in ways that you can see sometimes visibly and sometimes maybe not. But be able to see again that opportunity that happens in a congregation when young people are serving.
I've heard from older people in our congregation who love to see young people in church. Mm-hmm. They like hearing babies during worship because they know that's a growing church. Like that's mm-hmm. Going to carry on the church, mm-hmm. these kids, and they understand the body of Christ. And so... we do a family Christmas Eve service and we have family readers. And so sometimes they're very young kids mm-hmm. reading like a part of the Christmas story. Mm-hmm. And it's beautiful in their sweet little voices, you know, trying to pronounce some of these words. And I think it just, whenever you see people using the gifts God gave them, it's a joyful mm-hmm. thing. Mm-hmm. And especially because when you know they're just discovering some of those things, it's fun to watch.
Right.
Yeah. What encouragement might you give youth leaders looking to help youth engage more in service and leadership?
I think a lot of it is just starting somewhere. Like maybe it's talking to the youth and finding out what kinds of things they're passionate mm-hmm. about, and then doing projects that support those areas. But I think a big part of it is just do it. Mm-hmm. Like mm-hmm. pick a project and do it. And it doesn't have to be, I guess one encouragement would be it doesn't have to be big or expensive or far. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mission trips are great. Servant event trips are great. We've done those, but it's also great to serve the neighborhood next door or across, the city nearby. And anybody can serve. It doesn't cost anything, but the blessings you get from it are amazing, and because you're giving blessings at the same time. So I guess my encouragement is just try it. Mm-hmm. Give it a shot. Mm-hmm. It might not be perfect, but you'll learn as you go, and if something doesn't work, okay, that didn't work. Try something else, right? There's always plenty of work to be done, right? the workers are few, the harvest is many.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for joining us and talking a little bit about how you have lifted up leaders and servants in your congregation. So great to hear from you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks, Carrie Ann. Well, thankful for Carrie Ann and to hear the stories at Zion Lutheran in Belleville, Illinois as well about how they're incorporating young people into service. I just think, again, you hear that side of it again and how service opportunities and getting young people into leadership, I think, can go such a long way of building those relationships, to be able to open up how to get to know them better, to be able to have those conversations, to be able to point out maybe again those gifts and skills that they have that maybe they don't even recognize, but also to reinforce for them how God's working through them and has given them gifts to serve in many vocations, whether it's in the church, outside the church, in their families, whatever it might be, and to help young people. I mean, going through that time of really figuring out identity and right, who I am, I'm going to be able to have this other opportunity with Christians, caring Christians, parents, others, to support them in their life in Christ. And again, looking ahead to the future of how they're able to serve and how God's going to work through them. It's just a beautiful thing to be in a safe place like a congregation for that to happen.
Yeah, and it takes parents and it takes supportive adults making some intentional time to like really know that young person, to kind of understand where their interests, their passions, their kind of skills lie. And then also like how the more they serve and lead, the better those relationships get. The more people they get exposed to, the more opportunities they have to like have conversations and to have kind of a shared goal with an adult that can really open up so many of those relationships they have with young people. But it takes a lot of effort from a congregation. Right. And so I think we talk about it like, oh, this is super simple. And in some ways it is, but it's not always easy for a congregation, especially one that's got maybe older adults who've got tons of experience, who've been doing kind of the same thing for a lot of time, to be able to put the time and energy into those young people and also to be willing to make some shifts for them too.
Well, I think it takes that, sometimes that maybe frame of mind shift that we've talked about, I think, in service opportunities. I like to be efficient and I want things to go quickly and get whatever needs to get done. And oftentimes in this case, that is not the goal. The goal is, yes, to get it done. Right. But there's going to be steps along the way to bring more people into the service opportunity, to train differently, talk differently, add conversation maybe so that relationships are built. And maybe always efficiency might always not be the ultimate goal. And what's taking place. But even though at the same time, for some things, having young people energy, young person energy into it does make it more efficient and quick too. So there can be some advantages.
It's also important when you have young people to make sure you're taking the time to train. Because like when I'm talking to another adult who's a parent and we're talking about helping in Vacation Bible School, I don't really have to think about, do they understand how to correct a child or help a child who's in some kind of distress or whatever. Like there's some of that already knowledge that they have. I think sometimes we assume that young people have a certain skill level with those things that we can't really assume anymore, that they know how to count money or they know how to take care of a young person or somebody who's little, or that they even know, and we tell the story all the time, right? It's like the difference between a weed and a plant in a garden all requires them to put a little bit of time and energy from the adult perspective. But having that long game understanding of doing this can really have a huge impact on them for life. And it's worth that investment for them.
One thing I want to touch on a little bit is Carrie Ann talked about like when you're trying to get to know your youth, sometimes that can happen organically over opportunities to serve, conversation that may take place. But there might be another, maybe some tools that can be utilized to get deeper into a conversation or maybe broaden of what you might be able to do on regular interaction. She talked about spiritual gift inventory. I thought maybe you could talk a little bit about how you use Strength Finders in Youth Lead and like what a tool that can be. We kind of talk as a first article gift finder a little bit, but maybe you could talk a little bit about maybe something that congregations could use when they're starting to engage with young people in service.
So Strength Finders has an adult version. They also have a kind of a teen college age version. And it's a little bit of a cost per your young person if they go ahead and they take this evaluation. And it's going to give them their top five gifts out of, I think, about 35 gifts. And so to be able for them to look at that, it's not about personality. It's about kind of strengths that kind of innately are really mm-hmm. easy for them. So, you know, for some people, it's, you know, listening or harmony, right? Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. helping people bring mm-hmm. people together. For other, it's developer, and that, like, I'm helpful in help bringing people to the next spot in this team. Mm-hmm. Or for others, it's about understanding history or understanding systems, that kind of thing. And so we've used it, and we give young people a chance to kind of dive into and talk about both. What does it tell them about themselves and the kinds of gifts and skills mm-hmm. they're bringing into a service or a leadership role? But then also, how do they balance each other out? Because God made all of us different. How do they use those abilities in relationship to one another? Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, we have someone on our executive team right now who's a woo, who's interpersonal, right? A woo is somebody who's, like, very enthusiastic about meeting new people. Mm-hmm. And getting to know them, and I am not those things, right? But we talk about how we use those things differently overall to help the benefit of the overall program, right? So it's neat. We've used it a lot. So it's got some great benefits and some cool ways that you can use it, especially with each other. It gives you a language to be able to talk about, you know, who we are and who God's made mm-hmm. us to be in those ways for each other. And I know that Lutheran Our Mysteries has a new survey out called kind of Every Gift, which is free, mm-hmm. which is another one. It's mm-hmm. a little less detailed, mm-hmm. but certainly is another space you can go to look at some of those gifting skills already.
I think one thing, and with StrengthFinders too, I know you kind of open up the door if you do the pay part to like other resources too. Yeah. It's like, I remember like one part, it was helping young people like think through if you're struggling with a teacher,
right?
Like what help understand them, and here are like good questions maybe to go into a hard conversation you need to have because you're struggling because of your giftedness and right. strengths, and to be able to understand another person, like just to like good questions to ponder, I thought were really helpful, like well beyond even just the congregational setting, everyday yeah. life yeah. help that. So I thought it was a real good resource that we use to help people in the many vocations in which they serve. So great sure. ways that you can engage in those conversations.
Yeah. And any way that we can help those young people learn more about themselves, mm-hmm. To engage, to feel more confident yeah, engaging right. in that yep. service and leadership, to step into that spot and to kind of feel like they have a place in the church is really, really important. Mm-hmm. So a few closing questions for you to consider. What are some ways that you can encourage youth to consider new service opportunities?
How can older adults in your congregation incorporate young people into service opportunities in the church or community?
And finally, how can you open up new opportunities for youth to lead in your congregation? We will continue to keep you in our prayers as you encourage young people to serve and lead in your congregation and community.
End Goals Podcast is a production of LCMS Youth Ministry and KFUO Radio. To find links mentioned in the episode or more about LCMS Youth Ministry, go to kfuo.org/youthministry and find resources for youth ministry at youthesource.com. Thank you for listening and caring for the young people of our church.